Hi, this is dansherman.com, and well, this is Dan Sherman. This is my podcast of this particular post called Podcasting Goldmine. If you haven't heard of podcasting yet, you're going to very shortly. It's at the same stage in popularity blogs were about 2 years ago. It's essentially a mini broadcast, but not live. Anyone with something to say can make a recording of themselves saying it and post it on their blog or site and direct an RSS feed to it, and their subscribers can pick up the latest podcast when it's ready and posted. Incidentally, you'll see a link for an MP3 file at the end of this written post. Of course, you've already found it because you're listening to it. It's my first podcast with me essentially saying the same thing that's in this post. I'm basically reading it. I guess it would be considered a simul-podcast. Maybe I'll be famous one day for coining that term first. Anyway, just as the blog brought citizen journalists access to the common folk, podcasts will give the citizen broadcaster direct access to the common folk. For example, Adam Curry, one of the original VJs back when MTV used to actually play videos, is widely considered to be one of the first major podcasters with his daily podcast called The Daily Source Code. His listening audience is growing by leaps and bounds and is reported to be more than 50,000 listeners a day. Think of what opportunities await those creative enough to use this medium to its fullest. I'd venture to guess that about 0.5% of the American population even knows what a podcast is right now. But how many know what a radio is? It's just a matter of time before the masses start finding podcasts and content that they enjoy more than the banality that is local radio right now. No restrictions on what you can say. Can you imagine that? A million Howard Sterns out there? Anyway, what this means is the content that does stick out has to be even better and more creative than the most creative heads in radio right now. And that's just a good thing for us listeners. Of course, that's not saying much, getting better than radio, but I can't wait to hear the wondrous things that regular Joe Blow citizens come up with for us to listen to every day. So anyway, how to get started on this? This is a perfect time to get a foot in the door without a lot of noise to get in the way. Any podcast these days will essentially get listened to because there are just so few of them. I know, eventually newspapers and websites will start putting their content into podcasts for people to listen to on the way to work, but check out this idea. It's a perfect time to get into this. Wouldn't it be cool to listen to all the blogs that you read in the morning instead of actually reading them? I know many of them have too many links, but the ones that just have content, those are the ones I'm talking about. Meanwhile, what's to stop some enterprising soul with a lot of time on his or her hands to sit down and read those blogs, or better yet, the want ads out of their local paper and categorize them into separate MP3 files according to the category that they are listed in the paper, and then offer the recording to job seekers, the people who are listening or are reading the classifieds for jobs? You could read that, put it in a podcast so people can listen to it. It'd be a way cool to be able to listen to the job classifieds in your area on your car stereo on the way to work instead of sloshing through them in the paper. How about reading all the different business opportunity ads like out of the major local newspapers in USA Today and offering a buttload of them in podcasts for people like me who would love to sit and listen to hundreds of biz op classified ads? You could have an entire site dedicated to delivering MP3 podcast files, listed by category and city for people to listen to on their MP3 players. If you're looking for furniture, download the furniture for sale file for your city. Looking for the Lexus LS400, download the luxury cars for sale file for your city. At first, the files could be free, and then you could just insert vocally an ad or two of your own to pay for the service. But then once people get used to using them and start relying on them, you could start charging them a nominal fee of like 25 cents per file or whatever the market will bear. The opportunities in podcasting are incredible. My mind just swims with ideas in this area. I have to consciously stop thinking about it at certain times because it monopolizes my thoughts if I get started on it. Check out iPodder. It's at iPodder.org. to read more news and stuff about this amazing new movement. So anyway, get your creative juices flowing and have fun. Sorry, this is my first podcast, so I don't read very well. I was a little messing up there, but anyway, you get the drift. Thanks for stopping by at dansherman.com, and I'm glad that you find it useful, because obviously if you're stopping by, you're finding it useful. Thanks a lot. Have a good day, and make it a good day. Bye.